Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, we live in very difficult times. You know, this is the best of times, and it is the worst of times. It is the best of times because available to many people is the best medical care they can get. Food in the United States is abundant, and I know there are poor people that do have problems, but the majority of the population goes to the grocery store, and there's a wide variety of fruits and vegetables and canned goods and almost anything that you would want. It is the best of times. People are always working on cures for whatever medical problems people have. Cars, automobiles, and trucks are improving all the time. Houses are being built more efficiently, and they're being built more green, so they use less energy. And because the car mileages have gone up and the way the cars are being made today, we are actually using a significant amount of oil and gasoline. The amount hasn't skyrocketed, although the number of cars are on the road. There are many more cars on the road. But the one thing that hasn't changed, and the unfortunate part, is that people sometimes, well, they're not as polite as they used to be. Because of the internet, and because people can get on the internet, and they pretty much, because they're anonymous, can say anything that they want to say, no matter how unpleasant, no matter how rude it is, they just say whatever is on their mind. And it's almost a training ground for how people think and what they say. And you have to realize that, again, you are in the people business, and what you sell are relationships. And your product could be almost anything, but someone has a problem or a challenge or wants to make money, and that's why they buy your goods and services. But do you really know what your salespeople are saying? Do you really know that your salespeople are using appropriate language, are not telling stories that are inappropriate, are not talking about inappropriate jokes, are using appropriate language? It's really important today to know that our salespeople are acting appropriately. Not that they're just great salespeople, but they're great salespeople. They're polite. They're considerate. They use proper language. They don't say anything that's inappropriate. It's important that we know that. And that goes for everything in the company. You know, the person that answers the telephone, if you have a receptionist answering the telephone, is the most important person in the company, because that person represents the company. And if you have an automated system, the message that you leave is extremely important. I mean, I've heard people say on their messages, "Hi, this is Howard, and I'm not available right now. I'll call you back at my convenience." What kind of message does that leave? You need to leave a message that's going to say to the person, "Here's someone I want to do business with." Or maybe you have a delivery person, and the delivery person is not addressed appropriately, or the delivery person is not considerate or doesn't go to that extra step when they deliver the package. You have to make sure that you're looking at your business from a social language presentation kind of way. What and how are people presenting your company and themselves to your customers? If they're presenting them well, that's great. We need to encourage that. If they're not presenting them well, for whatever reason, we need to do some coaching and training and making people understand that they are the company when someone comes in contact with them, and we cannot let people who do inappropriate things, say inappropriate things, don't use appropriate language, destroy the company. So no matter how great your company is, no matter how well it functions, one person who is absolutely doesn't have command of the language, is inappropriate, is inconsiderate, can take all of the things that you've worked for, all of your life, and in moments, destroy them. So know who your people are, know what they're doing, have your eyes open, your ears open, pay attention, go out into the field, meet the customers, see what they have to say about the service your company's giving, about the salespeople, about the people they come in contact with, and you will be far ahead of the game, much further ahead than most business people. You can't just sit at your desk and think everything's okay. You need to get out and you need to find what you need to work on, what you need to train your people in, what you need to coach them in, where you need to go with the company. And by the way, that includes you too, the CEO, president, or business owner. You have to use the appropriate language. You have to not get unrealistically angry with people. I agree there are times that controlled anger is necessary, but you have to be logical. You have to talk to people in a way they understand. You have to reach them, and getting angry all the time will not help them become better employees. You must be firm. You must be direct. You must understand how to reach them. You must train yourself to be the person that you want them to be. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.